Yes, the race is on almost. Today's the first day that you can pick up nomination packages if you're thinking about running for mayor or council for the city of Prince George in the upcoming municipal elections. It's not as simple as maybe just throwing your name into the hat. And to tell us more about what you need to know to, well, be part of running this city, I'm joined by, someone who's intimately involved in elections. It's the chief election officer for the city, Walter Babich, and he's with me this morning in the Daybreak studio. Walter, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning, Russell.
Oh, okay, so someone is at home maybe thinking about getting involved in municipal politics. The nomination package is more or less where it starts?
Yes, that's right. If a person's interested in running for mayor or council, they should pick up a nomination package from the fifth floor of City Hall. The nomination packages are available starting this morning during regular business hours, 8:30 to 5, until the end of the nomination period on October 10th.
Now, I suppose anyone can run, but what are the restrictions around who can run for a position on council?
So the rules about who may run for council are set by the province and under legislation. And generally, a person may run if they've been a resident of BC for at least 6 months before filing the nomination documents. So that's before April 8th, 2014. Mm-hmm. They have to be at least 18 years old on election day. They have to be a Canadian citizen, and they must not have been disqualified under law for being being elected to hold office.
So someone like myself who just got here a couple of months ago, I'm pretty much out of the running already. So even though I may want to serve my city well, I can't do it just yet.
Next election,
Russell. Next election. All right. Well, then there you go. I'll start the campaign now. So you also need people who also will support your nomination. It's not just a matter of you just deciding you want to get involved.
Right.
You need nomination papers signed, or how many people need to be involved with that?
Right. Well, that depends. The legislation has a default rule of at least two eligible voters needing to nominate a candidate.
Okay.
Local governments have the ability to change that in an election bylaw to increase that to 10 or 25. In the city of Prince George, that hasn't been changed. And so for a person wanting to run for election in Prince George, only needs two nominators to sign their documents.
Okay, so at least two other people need to be convinced that you're game for the task. Any costs involved?
Not in the city of Prince George. Again, the legislation has a default rule of no nomination deposit, but local governments, again, through their election bylaw, have the ability to charge a refundable nomination deposit of up to $100. It's not the case in the city of Prince George. There's no charge at all.
So at least in that side of things, there's not much involved. But I, as we know with campaigns, certainly people do solicit donations and campaign to get campaign funds so they can afford some of the more decorative nature of running a campaign, whether that's signs or bunting and so forth. So what are some of the rules around what you can do in terms of donations and some of the just a couple of the general rules around running a campaign?
So for the 2014 election, there have been a few significant changes in the way that elections are run. First of all, it's a four-year term for the first time instead of a three-year term. But more significantly, perhaps, is that now Elections BC is responsible to administer, investigate, and enforce matters relating to campaign financing under a new provincial legislation called the Local Elections Campaign Financing Act. So Elections BC is now in charge of that role, and candidates should contact Elections BC for that. And our nomination documents include a bunch of materials from Elections BC that will give some information.
So that information would either be on the Elections BC website or would be on the city's website as well?
We provide links on the city's website to Elections BC, but we also have a candidate's guide from Elections BC.
And so then part of your role, I guess, is making sure people are following those rules.
That's right. There are various rules for voting and also for signs. So the sign bylaw of the city sets out some regulations in that regard, and that information's in the nomination package as well.
There's some rules, too, because sometimes you see these brochures, you see these lawn signs and so forth, but even around that, there's some rules around where you can put them and where you can hand out brochures?
Well, in terms of the signs have a – or may be placed – only for a specific period of time. they may be placed from the date of the first nomination period, September 30th, and they must be taken down by 3 days after general voting day, so November 18th.
Okay.
The size of signs is also regulated, so signs over a specific size, 16 square feet or 1.5 square meters, they require a standard form agreement to be entered into with the city to ensure that the signs are safe in terms of vehicular sight lines and other regulations of the city.
You know, I suppose that the one thing that people do lament from time to time when it comes to voting in elections, regardless what level we're talking about, municipal, provincial, federal, is that is trying to get people involved in the process and making sure that they're out there and engaged. What does the city do to encourage people to vote?
Well, we do a lot of things. We advertise several notices in the local media, including the social media and on the city's website.
Yep.
In addition to that, we provide 3 advance voting opportunities. We're only required to provide one. We have 2 advance voting opportunities at City Hall and also a 3rd at UNBC. And in addition to that, we offer several special voting opportunities at long-term care facilities and the university hospital to enable those that can't make it out to a voting station to vote.
So this is at least makes it as available as possible in terms of, you know, if you're not around on the actual voting day, you've got at least 4 other ways in which to get out of voting.
There's absolutely
3 other excuses. Where do people find out about things like debates or voting stations, things like that?
So the city's website has a webpage that sets out all of the local election voting locations. The city doesn't host any all candidates debates, but if we're informed of one, then we will also advertise that on the city's website for information. So I'd encourage people to go to the city's website to find out more about the election.
All right. And Walter, what else are you doing for candidates to support them during all of this to make sure that they know what they need to know during the course of the campaign?
Well, the nomination package contains a lot of comprehensive information, and city staff, including myself and the Deputy Chief Election Officer, are always available to answer any questions that prospective candidates may have. Our contact information is in the nomination package, and we're happy to help.
Walter, thank you so much for joining us this morning and getting us at least primed for the pump to get out there and campaign and at least be involved in the campaign. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Russell. Thanks for having me.
Walter Babich, Chief Electoral Officer with the City of Prince George. And again, if you're interested in running for council or even mayor of your community, you can pick up those packages starting today from Prince George City Hall, and you can go to princegeorge.ca to find out more. And certainly, if you're interested in getting involved in local politics with any community across northern BC, it's certainly a noble goal and a noble thing to want to do. So just contact your local community and municipal hall to find out about getting involved in the municipal campaigns in your part of northern BC. See.